Audible Studios presents Kindred, written and performed by Rebecca Ragg Sykes. A note on names. The scientific world of the 19th century is very different to that of the 21st century. It's not just about dramatic changes in analytical methods, but also profusion. There were many, many times fewer scientific articles published between 1800 and 1900 than in the past decade alone. When writing a definitive account of the Neanderthals, it's possible to cover key early prehistorians in some detail, in large part because there were so few of them. Moreover, in the 19th and earlier 20th centuries, these individuals form part of the context for exploring how the first Neanderthal discoveries impacted science and society more broadly. But from about 1930 onwards, the numbers of people working on the subject really balloons. And therefore I took the decision to stop including named individuals and instead refer generically to archaeologists or researchers. This was about readability. I find that lists of names and laboratories tend to get mentally skipped over, but also brevity. Having been trained in science, where everything one says needs to be backed up by citations, this choice took a lot of thought. But for the different kind of writing required for Kindred, I wanted to make each word matter in telling the story of the Neanderthals themselves. There simply wasn't the space to mention the names and affiliations of researchers for every site or piece of information. However, in no way do I want to imply that the contributions to what we know about Neanderthals over the past 80 to 90 years by those anonymised are any less important. Many of the people not mentioned individually in the text have been and remain my colleagues, and some are also good friends. Their names and publications can be found in the online bibliography accompanying the book, rebeccaragsykes.com/biblio. But I want to specifically recognise them here, since without their dedication, grit, inspiration, and literal perspiration, this book would not exist.